If you are thinking of using a botanical blend flower for the very first time, I think it's quite important to understand what a botanical blend flower is and why it's part of our systems change program. So, in the very first instance, botanical blend flower is rethinking flower. It was part of the way in which we have looked at the whole system and redesigned it from the ground up to produce bread, not just for profit on global food production systems, but actually redesigning it to be nourishing and to look at nourishing bread meant prioritizing the gut microbiome and that microenvironment of really feeding our microbes with as much diversity as possible. So, using just one ingredient really went against our core principles at the Sado School. Whilst there's still so much to discover about the gut microbiome, the research points over and over again to a simple fact that the wider the diversity of your gut microbiome, the more robust your health. This research is irrefutable. We know that eating a diverse range of plants is one of the key factors impacting gut health. And by achieving diversity in our most basic of foods, bread, the botanical blend flower had some amazing results in our dietary intervention studies showing increased levels of diversity and lower levels of anxiety in the participants when we did our research. So we know that the wider the diversity of the foods that you eat, the more robust your health because you have a wider diversity of microbes. Now, on a macro level, this actually supports regenerative agriculture. So the current system is very complicated, but this flower really gives an example to both farmers and millers who are trapped in this industrial system. So this is a way to put an example forward to industry of how a cooperative and sustainable agricultural practices can actually make something and become something that is about social change as well as delivering something as an example to industry so that they can use this as a way of changing what we think of as flower. In that sense, I guess that baking with this flower is activism. It's an active way of baking to combat the power of the global food systems. And the foundations of baking sourdough are flour, salt, and water and fermentation. That's very simple. But when you stand back and look at most commercial flour, it's based on monoculture. So, again, using botanical blend flour is a really powerful act of delicious defiance against the global industrialization of our most basic food, and it's an absolute rejection of monoculture. I think one of the things that we are now seeing emerging from the research is also that what we call highly processed, ultra processed bread, if you like, based on the Nova food scale system, is now between 50 and 60% of calories for people in both the USA and in the UK. And eating this ultra processed, refined, high carbohydrate food is having a devastating effect on health. It's associated with so many illnesses what we call non-communicable illnesses, so obesity, diabetes, autoimmune diseases, heart disease, and also, and if you look at Professor Felice Jecker's work, it has also been proven that diet in these ultra-processed foods is a contributing factor, a major contributing factor to mental health issues. When you have doctors and GPs, such as those that come here to the Sado School to participate in the learning about bread and the impact on the gut and mental health, it's very clear that the doctors are swamped with industrial Western illnesses that are a result of malnutrition from empty calories, fiberless food, and they're swamped with trying to prop up a failing system that is drowning in the results of a very compromised food system. And that is seen not just in the physical side, but also in the mental side. There is a tsunami of mental health illness that is now coming through. And the stats from Mind recently show that something along the lines of 40% or more of what the doctors are seeing is mental health illness. Now, part of our research here at the Sado School and looking at the way that we approach our bread, we call the bread protocol. And one of the major principles of the bread protocol is increasing levels of fiber. And the botanical blends increase your level of fiber significantly, but also the diversity of fiber. And so what we decided to do was create a systems change program that allowed our GPs to prescribe bread making courses to their patients to help combat the fact that there is no pill to cure poor diet. It's education, it's support, it's inspiration, and a delivery system of higher levels of fiber and social contact that actually underpinned my research here as part of the bread protocol. And we had some amazing results in our dietary intervention studies that showed significant improvements in both physical and mental health. So we gift our graduates who are in the healthcare professionals a prescription license. And with that, what they are able to do when a patient comes in to see them with loneliness, with depression, with social isolation, with IBS, with digestive issues, with issues that are surrounding a poor diet, and they're able to prescribe one of our online bread making courses. And the profits from the botanical blends that you are using to bake with your bread with actually goes back into supplying the flour used in the bread protocol to the patients. And that's proper systems change. It's our way of giving a tool to the doctors to help combat the damage done to people by this global food system. And we see extraordinary results from it. So you're not just buying delicious flour, and trust me, it's exquisite. You're actually supporting systems change on multiple levels by baking with this flour. So I'm glad that you've listened to this. I hope that it's been informative about the way that we work. Do take a few minutes to have a look at the Systems Change Programme and how we incorporate that through what we do. The Sado School here, we are a social enterprise, and we have been reinvesting our profit back into the system for over a decade now. And we're just really delighted that you're even here listening to this, because it means that you are part of that change. And it's a really delicious way to support people, but also a really powerful act of defiance against the systems that we are living within, and a way to stand up for what we believe in and what we know to be right. So happy baking. Let me know how you get on. Tag us in on Sado Club or Sado School on Instagram, and enjoy your bread. And don't forget, I always say, bake two and share one.